Thank you, Carl. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Claudio Ibarra. I'm living in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Manchester, New Hampshire. You're just living there, you say?
I can't really say I'm from there.
No.
From New York.
People in New Hampshire get testy if you say you're from there and you're not from there.
Exactly.
They get even more testy than they already are, which is pretty darned testy.
Well, they live very free.
They do.
Or die.
One or the other. Those are the two hobbies, I'm told. Well, welcome to our show, Claudio. You are going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Claudio's topic?
I'm crazy Carl. My prices are insane.
Well done. So it's a public service. It's the lighter side, the happier side of the economic crisis, because there are bargains everywhere with everything in such bad shape. This week we read about a terrific buy out there, just waiting for the savvy consumer to take advantage of it. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about some hot deals currently being offered. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Absolutely.
All right. First, let's hear from Roy Blunt, Jr.
You've always had a hankering for one, and now, thanks to the downturn, the dream can be yours. You can own an American landmass. To raise enough money to forestall further budget cuts, the U.S. Department of Interior, for the first time in history, is auctioning off rights to islands in major American rivers, and people are getting some steals. For only $2,900, Lumpy Hambright of New Madrid, Missouri, has acquired an officially named Lumpy Island in the Mississippi River just below New Madrid. Lumpy, the island, is never smaller, except in severe flood conditions, than 32 square feet. When I was a boy, I swam naked off that island, said Lumpy. The man last week, and it is Lumpy. Now, want to see my flag?
Islands in the stream for sale to help out the U.S. government. Your next story of unexpected savings comes from Charlie Pierce.
In conjunction with the county sheriff's department, the Benedictine monks of De Pere, Wisconsin, have settled on an old traditional Catholic method of raising money, now that the recession has hit the sales of their popular jams and jellies. They're selling indulgences. Over the 40 days of Lent this year, drivers stopped for any moving violations could elect to pay their fines as tax-deductible donations to the monastery's various activities. In return, the driver received a certificate stamped, indulgence of the sin of running a red light, or whatever the offense may have been. The monastery's always been important to our town, said Chief of Police Zhang Bramelovich. This was something fun that we thought we could do. I don't think we'll be starting any reformation here or anything, said Brother Samuel Colasco, the rector of the monastery. We're just trying to break even.
A monastery in Wisconsin goes medieval by selling indulgences to a grateful population. Your last story of a great deal comes from Amy Dickinson.
Good news for all those aspiring octomoms out there who want to have their own little litter of kids. The Zytex Sperm Bank is offering a special, let's call it a hardship special, discounting select grade vials of sperm by $200. There's a hitch, though. The discount only applies to sperm provided by discount sorts of guys. calling it select doesn't necessarily make it so. This is the sperm equivalent of the high school AV club. You know, the sperm that hangs around the punch bowl at a school dance. It's the stuff donated by overeager gentlemen, let's say, in overly large quantities. According to a company spokeswoman, it's really a simple case of supply and demand. These are donors who just overproduced, she said.
Hey, the Lord loves a cheerful giver.
All righty then. So there you are, Claudio, the eager consumer. You could have one of these three bargains. Is it from Roy Blunt Jr., actual islands, small ones anyway, in American rivers, courtesy of the Department of Interior, from Charlie Pierce, indulgences for your sins, as long as they are traffic violations, in a certain town in Wisconsin next to the monastery, or from Amy Dickinson, actual, you know, human sperm, albeit not maybe prime quality. Which of these is the real story of a bargain in the week's news?
My gut tells me, unfortunately, that it's probably the last one.
You think? So you're going to go for Amy's story of the discounted sperm at the sperm bank?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with that one.
You sound regretful, but all right, that's your choice. So we spoke to somebody who could give us all the details about this bargain.
We've got the highest quality samples in the industry, and right now we're offering them at the lowest price.
There you go. That was Sheridan Rivers, a spokesperson from Zytec International Limited, the company offering discount daddying in a tube.
Oh, God.
Congratulations, Claudia. You got it right. You earned a point for Amy. And I got to say, I thought no one's ever going to believe that one. Now, you earned a point for Amy. You've won our prize. Carol Castle will record it. We'll donate, if you will, the greeting to your home answering machine.
Is it going to sound like the topic for the questions where he sounds like the crazy car salesman?
He can't. He'll do anything you want. And I think if you don't grab him now, he's going to get hired by some discount electronics chain. Because that was impressive. Claudia, thank you so much for playing with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The best life.